Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I'm going to make stocks seem super easy today. That's both intentional and unintentional. Confusing, I know, but you'll understand as I go. Basically, I want you to be able to look at a chart, anyone's chart of any company, and know what you're seeing. If I go anywhere in the world and see a stock, Forex, or crypto chart, I can read it no matter whose computer it is. And here's the secret. Let's strip it right down to the bare bones. Last week, a few people just happened to be looking at my computer and phone screen on separate occasions and noticed I had stock market charts up. They commented that what they saw looked confusing and how they could never understand what they were looking at. The age didn't matter. My coworkers in their early and late 20s and my younger clients, teenagers, both had the same reaction. I told them, ignore everything you see on the screen. Just look at the green and red bars. Green is up, red is down. That's it, really. All the other colors and lines, both on and below the chart, beside the chart, on top of the chart, overlaying the chart, are just icing. The indicators and trading systems, all they do is try to make sense of the red and green bars. That's it. When people tell you that they have a proprietary trading system or some kind of secret sauce, all they're saying is that they have their own way of interpreting the green and red bars. But at the end of the day, there's nothing they have access to that you don't. Someone can have better access to news, inside information, and maybe the why behind the movement of stock prices, but that doesn't really matter, the why, of price movement when you're trading. Oftentimes, it really, really makes a very small, insignificant difference. What does matter, if you're trying to trade, is the interpretation of direction and whether or not price moves in the direction that you choose. That's it. Someone who has access to early news may be able to get in sooner, but it doesn't mean that the trade is not accessible to someone like you who may not have access to the news so quickly. If you're investing, then knowing the why does matter if it has a long-term effect, but not in the short term. For example, if Facebook decided it would no longer run ads, right, and was becoming a nonprofit, that's a pretty important why, because it would have a catastrophic effect on the metrics that make it an attractive company. But if Facebook decides to change its name, which it has, and the stock goes down in the short term, that doesn't change what makes Facebook an attractive stock. So in the long term, yes, that why behind the red and green candles does matter. But in the short term, it doesn't matter unless in the long term it changes the story behind the stock, right? But it never really matters in the short term. So you see, when beginner traders feel overwhelmed and not knowing enough or having enough access to the fastest news and information, it's okay. Because here's the thing. It doesn't really matter, especially if you're a beginner trader. If knowing green is up and red is down is all you know, that's a great start. If you're a beginning investor, that's still a great start, knowing green is up and red is down, because you already have inside information in that you understand the stock you're going to buy. If I'm a beginner long-term investor and I buy AT&T because I use the AT&T phone, when I look at a stock, or I use AT&T service, when I look at the stock and the stock is red and going down, it doesn't mean AT&T is going to go out of business, right? It doesn't impact the story of the stock. I could take my time to figure out, okay, why is it going down? Because in the long term, it won't matter to me. But if I'm trading a stock like Facebook and something drastic happens, like it becomes a nonprofit, then the red behind it matters if I'm trying to buy it for the long term. But if I'm trading, the red behind it doesn't matter. Does that make sense? It should. But we'll go over it again. If I'm seeing consecutive red bars, then I know the price is going down, right? For anything, whether you're trading or investing, for any stock, at least for now. And the opposite is true for green bars. You know it's going up. You can decide if you're a trader to trade off of that. But if you're an investor, you can decide to dig deeper to find out the underlying cause. The choice is really yours, but it's that simple. So the next time you see a chart and you're confused, just know that green is up and red is down. If you're trading, the why behind it doesn't really matter. If you're investing, the why behind it may matter if it has a long-term effect on the story and the value of the stock. But at the end of the day, no matter who you are, you have to interpret the green going up and the red going down. For those of you who stuck around to this point, here's what I'm thinking in the short term. Coming into the week, I was bullish, and that has proved to be the right side to be on. Today, however, the Fed will be speaking, and I'm expecting the market to come down in the short term. I'm going to be using that as an opportunity to buy a few put option contracts to make money on the downside in the very short term, something like a daily or a weekly swing. However, I think it will be temporary, so I'll take profit quickly when I have it, and when the direction heads back to the upside, which is a line of least resistance, then I will look to grab cheap call option contracts to profit from the bounce. Because if we come down and come down sharply, then the premium or the cost on the contracts to the upside will go down. So I'll look to profit on both directions. If I can hit both sides, then there should be a decent amount of profit to be had. I haven't been as active in the Discord as I'd like to be because I started working a job in the mornings. So I'm not my computer, but I'll do my best to get back into it using my phone. But just know that I am in the Discord if you have any questions, and I can dig really deep into answering those questions anytime. So click the link in the show notes to join the Discord. And this has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.